Throughout our lives, we lose and regrow brain connections called synapses. Often with age, the number of lost synapses outpaces the number of new synapses, correlating with changes in memory function. Synapses consist mainly of neuronal membranes, primarily composed of phospholipids. Increasing the formation of phospholipids is required to support synapse formation.
The event was the first ever staged at the new Intercontinental Ballroom in Huajin, and brought together business leaders, customers, sponsors, dignitaries, politicians, and a very special royal guest of honour.
At ASCO 2011, the landmark SSG data evaluating 3-year versus 1-year adjuvant therapy in GIST was presented at the plenary session. To discuss possible implications and potential changes in adjuvant treatment standards, we gathered global thought leaders in GIST and breast cancer to share their opinions, beliefs, and treatment experiences. Conversations were thought-provoking, and we are pleased to share their insights. In the Wachau Valley, around 100 kilometers to the west of Vienna, is the home of the architect Adelheid Legerer-Sladek. The house where she lives with her husband Bruno used to be an old winery, the ruins of which they bought in 2004 to rebuild and make their new home. This painstaking restoration project was made significantly harder when Adelheid was diagnosed with myelofibrosis just a few years later. Her doctor, Professor Heinz Gislinger from the Medical University of Vienna, specializes in disorders like Adelheid's, and although it is very rare, sees around 300 patients each year at his center in Austria.
Consider your brain when you're sleep-deprived. It's like a computer running on a glitchy system. Everything is slower, less efficient, and prone to errors. You struggle with concentration. Decision-making becomes more challenging, and your creativity takes a hit. It's not just about feeling drowsy. Chronic lack of sleep can lead to serious cognitive impairments, mirroring the effects of being intoxicated. Think of those times when a trivial issue felt overwhelming after a night of poor sleep. That's your brain on a sleep deficit, overreacting to stimuli and struggling to maintain emotional balance.
Reclast is not recommended for use in patients with severe renal impairment. Monitor serum creatinine before each dose. Osteonecrosis of the jaw has been reported rarely in postmenopausal osteoporosis patients treated with bisphosphonates.